Can Pratyo please explain that this real Samadhi Upeka, is it the same as the Upeka in the four Brahma Viharas?
So I have earlier explained. So Upeka got two types, the Sangha. So whether it's the four Brahma Vihara state, or the seven factors of enlightenment taught by the Buddha, you have to understand only one very important fundamental understanding. The four Brahma Vihara, that Upeka, may be the mind that is unwavering, collected under sana, but not supported by wisdom. So supported by what? Energy field, conditioned state. It's not a free mind. Understand, if it's not a free mind, it is not the Upeka of the seven factors of enlightenment. The seven factor of enlightenment is always after Samadhi, the sixth factor of enlightenment. Because with Samadhi, you can see things as they are and awaken. You can insight into phenomena. Yeah. So that Samadhi is required. So that Samadhi is at the moment of sense experience, your mind, means the mundane mind, doesn't waver. Understand? It's not stirred. And you need some form of understanding to stabilize to that. That's why when you cultivate sati, when sati stabilize, you start to develop initial understanding, the initial awakening of the Dhamma. Means, I always use the word, the initial wisdom. They will arise first. Then with the initial wisdom, they actually make your samadhi more stable. More stable, understand? But it has not stabilized to a level where you can free, where you don't need samadhi to free. It cannot. That's why during that time, they still need to cultivate. Otherwise, that samadhi will not be there once they get old, get sick, and the physical body actually loses the ability to enter those states. Because you have a limitation to the physical body. That's that. As you age until like 80 something, 90 something, a lot of things your physical cannot handle already. You want to stay in that state, you cannot already. So during that time, those who do jhana energy, if you want, they will experience the suffering. The last time when they are in that condition state, very strong jhanic experience, they got no problem. Their equanimity very strong, they like enlightened. But once they deteriorate, then as they reach old age, the fear, the worry, the anxiety start to arise. Then they realize they are still not yet because they haven't rooted out the what they call mental hindrance, which has been suppressed by the jhana, by the energy field. So these are the people who will be affected. So when you cultivate the four Brahma Vihara, initially most people do it without wisdom. They just radiate metta. Then they develop compassion also through verbalization, thought-based. Then they rejoice. Of course, rejoicing is from the heart. Okay, rejoicing can be very powerful. That's why they say you can enter jhana by doing the four Brahma Vihara. When your metta very strong, when your karuna very strong, when your mudita very strong, you can enter jhana. Then when your upeka also very strong, you can also enter jhana. So they all realize upeka through the fourth jhana. The fourth jhana is one-pointedness. They relinquish the applied thought, sustained thought, piti and sukhang. They stay at one-pointedness. That's why the mind unshakable, conditioned state, very strong. So that one is not the enlightenment factor, but it's also called upeka. Understand? So upeka, there are two types, like samadhi. Samadhi, born of energy field, is also in upeka. I just explained. Okay? But samadhi, supported by wisdom, I use the word supported by wisdom, will lead to upeka. And so, means the mind, because it has wisdom, even as it grow old, the body very weak, about to die, or a lot of things become like very difficult to endure. But that being, no problem. The mind is not affected. Understand? That's why you look at the Jataka story. A lot of these monks, when they grow old, when they were about to experience the reality of old age sickness, and finally, of course, death, and they know they wouldn't die, but they still feel that thing, but their mind not affected, understand? Then you know what the Buddha recommended to the disciple. Go and chant the Satta Bhujanga. You know what is Satta Bhujanga? The seven factor of enlightenment. So they will chant. Once they chant, where they realize the enlightenment before, that joy will actually have overcome whatever condition that make you feel. It's just like when you are enduring those state of mind, like I explained to you last time when I was sick, I like to find out, I like to investigate. I just find out, I endure. My mind is not affected at all. No matter how, it's not affected at all. But it still have to endure. Yeah. But if I don't want to endure, I go into the stillness. I relax, meditate, and I go into the stillness. Yeah. That is also one way. The other one is I contemplate the Dhamma. Yeah. Then that joy, that understanding will actually become very beautiful. Yeah. Then it become like more, more conducive. That's why what I would suggest is instead of chanting the Satta Bhujanga, because it's in Pali, and only cultivated all the way can have the understanding. What you need to do is, if Dhamma practitioner go to that for sick or what, you go and see them, whether he or she talk Dhamma to them. They will recover. They become very different. Then they got a lot of joy, the energy all come back. Dhamma is the food for your physical. Understand? When there is Dhamma, the physical body becomes different. Yeah. Because Dhamma can give rise to that type of what they call piti, that joy. Yeah. It's an enlightenment factor. Yeah. Then Dhamma will allow one to investigate and develop the joy. Then experience the panya. Then all these are very conducive. Okay? So that question that you ask, after I explain, it will become clear. Yeah? But what you need to understand is, at this moment when you ask, it's actually an academic question. Because you cannot understand yet until you go through. Yeah? Because you can see the two very different. When I remember in the uni, the first time I went there, the first night I went to Chief Reverend's talk, I came back, I sat, I don't know how to meditate. I went into it for 4 hours. After that, my mind has that equanimity, that strong energy, you know, like the heart there, like a cylinder of energy. Nothing can move me. So I thought that was eternity. Yeah. But then I realized that one is a condition state. That's why later on in my cultivation, after I come out to work, then only I realize when I start to touch money, then I realize I still got desire and craving to do all this. Oh. Then I realized because I was not meditating so often in the anapanasati that go into the absorption, the strong absorption. So because of that, I had to wait till I met Master Xuan Hua, then Achanyantra. He was the one that repeated many times about mindfulness, sati. Then he said the highest meditation. We choose away everything, every action, every movement in the present moment. The moment I heard that as the highest meditation, then I realized I have not done it. Yeah, I expect him to say something very fantastic, but it turned out so simple, so direct. And this is the highest meditation, just imagine. Just aware, mindful, every moment, every instant in the present moment. So simple, one sentence. Then I start to check. I hardly aware throughout the day, less than 5 minutes. Because what I did was, I checked with a free mind. I didn't go into anapanasati. If I go into anapanasati, I can hold that calmness, that concentration for the entire day if I want to, if I keep on doing anapanasati. But there is a conditioned state. There is apana samadhi, which I went in too deep when I was in the university. Especially the first year, second year, I meditated a lot. I meditated a lot.